The Borrower. Copyright 2011. Rebecca Mackay. Recorded by arrangement with Viking, a member of Penguin Group USA Incorporated. Recording copyright 2011. Highbridge Company. Producer, Paul Rubin. Highbridge Audio presents The Borrower by Rebecca Mackay. Read for you by Emily Bauer. Ian was never happy unless there was a prologue. I might be the villain of this story. Even now, it's hard to tell. Back at the library, amid the books and books on ancient Egypt, the picture the children loved most showed the god of death weighing a dead man's heart against a feather. There is this consolation then, at least. One day, I will know my guilt. I've left behind everyone I used to know. I've found another library, one with oak walls, iron railings. A college library, where the borrowers already know what they're looking for. I scan their books, and they barely acknowledge me through their caffeinated haze. It's nothing like my old stained carpet, brick-walled library. But the books are the same. Same spines, same codes on yellowed labels. I know what's in them all. They whisper their judgment down. The runaways, the kidnappers, look down from their shelves and claim me for their own. They tell me to light out for the territory. Reckon I'm headed for hell, just like them. They say I'm the most terrific liar they ever saw in their lives. And that one old lecher lepidopterist, gabbling grabber, stirring his vodka pineapple from the high, narrow shelf of NAB. Let me twist his words. You can always count on a librarian for a derivative prose style. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, exhibit number one is what I envied, what I thought I could fix. Look at this prison of books. Before this all began, I told Rocky that one day I'd arrange my books by main character, down through the alphabet. I realize now where I'd be. Hull. Snug between Huck and Humbert. But really? I should file it under Drake. For Ian. For the boy I stole. Because regardless of who the villain is, I'm not the hero of this story. I'm not even the subject of this prayer.